Welcome to day three of the Planet Out Challenge. Today's theme is something borrowed. So yesterday was all about daydreaming and coming up with hopefully a huge list of potential random things that you may decide to include in your planning for 2023. And today is really about really starting to refine that hopefully large list of potential ideas down and give you a framework that you can test whether that particular thing should be or shouldn't be on your list of things to do for 2023. I said in the very first one of these audio recordings for this Planet Out challenge that I really do believe in this idea of living life by design. I live in a really purposeful way. I like to know why I'm doing something, what the reason behind it is, and I've come to learn with myself that when I'm clear on why I'm doing something, I'm far more likely to do it, and particularly if it really, really matters to me. If I don't have a clear reason for doing something, then it tends to not actually happen in terms of important change or big projects or whatever it might be in terms of particularly business life. So I'm calling this something borrowed because these ideas are a culmination of research, things that I have implemented in my life because I've learned them from others, and I won't be able to tell you all of the sources of this information. Years of doing business courses, really sitting in that happiness space, trying to understand what is it that makes people happy and why are some people deeply successful and deeply unhappy, others are deeply successful and deeply happy, and another really great little mentor and role model in my life, the beautiful Kiara Grace Kelly, who works here with me at Brisbane Family Law Centre. I'm also calling it something borrowed because she is a really great goal setter and she has some frameworks that she uses in her own life, and some of those are being dragged into today. So borrowed because lots of other people's ideas melded together, which is life itself, I think, isn't it? So framework-wise, something that I have found helps me and I use a lot in my coaching with others is to spend some time constantly pondering and redefining what a successful life looks like for you. So today, that's what I'm going to be asking you to do, is ask yourself the question, what does success look like to me? Because it can be super easy to get sucked into what the external world is telling you the markers of success should look like, particularly in what I call law land. And we, by and large, are successful people. You don't find yourself into law school and find yourself in a job in law without being someone who works hard to achieve success. But I think where things can become a bit awry and where I certainly find a lot of our colleagues find themselves sitting in a pretty unhappy space is where what actually makes you happy and what you would perceive as successful is in conflict with what you might actually be living and doing in your day-to-day life. So clarity on what a successful life looks like for you, I find, really then helps with your planning, because that massive list of things that we wrote yesterday that we could all potentially do in 2023, if they're not taking you closer to what you define to be a successful life, then I would ask you the question, well, why are you doing that? And if you have a useful answer to that, then I'm cool with that. If you don't have a useful answer, it's your life, not mine. But if you were working with me as a coach, then I'd be saying again to you, but why are we doing that? Why do that thing if it's not getting you closer to what you perceive to be a successful life for you? And often what sits around the why you're doing that thing is because, well, I sort of thought I had to because that's what everyone does, or I sort of thought I had to because that's what someone else would expect me to do. So just really coming back to, first of all, what does a successful life look like for me? And I've just got three simple questions for you to answer. So simple, really, but so not. Requires some thinking, this one. Literally, what does a successful life look like? So when I answer that in my head, a successful life for me looks like me waking up with my kids in the morning, making my coffee, sitting in bed, chilling out, having a joke with them. And this is on a great day, this is how our day starts. Daisy dipping her Nice biscuits into my coffee cup, making a terrible mess of my bed, and us calmly getting ready to usually go to school. No one screaming at each other, no mass drama before we go, so that once we get to school, we say, thanks very much, have a great day. Me getting to work and me being in control of my time at work, that makes a massive difference to what a successful day looks like for me. But a sense of calm, you know, achievement, getting through some interesting things, popping out the other end, heading home, being rested. So that's a micro example of success. Across a longer period of time, if I took a year, a successful year for me in this day and age, 45-year-old Clarissa looks like me doing great at my work, running a business where people are content to come to work, having as much time as I can with my kids and spending my weekends with them and not tied to a laptop ever. And so I can then keep defining that and defining that if you like. But literally, what does it look like? What does a successful life for you look like? And I would go right down to the micro and then go bigger across a year. What does it look like? And then ask yourself, what does it feel like? And I can answer that by saying to you, I feel calm. I feel energized, but I feel calm. When my life is running the way I really want it to run, I feel calm. And I'm not in this like anxious, hyped up, oh gosh, what next state? I'm in this peaceful, albeit busy and fast and life still stressful, but I'm calm. And that for me is success. And therefore, what does it sound like? Well, if I go back to the example before, it sounds like Daisy, London and Clarissa sitting in bed in the morning having a chuckle before the day goes on. Or it sounds like my kids saying, you know, thanks so much for that holiday we had last week. It'd be great if they actually said that. No. Occasionally they do. You just have to poke them a bit. Or it sounds like, you know, hanging out with my best friend Mel on a Friday night, going to the theatre. These are really important things to me. So success to me means what? I think success for me right now means literally being able to live my life my way, like with the choice to do things as I please. That's really where success sits for me right now. But what does it mean for you? So that's what today is about, is sitting and pausing and asking yourself first, what does success look like for me, using my little framework? And then when we answer that question, we're then going to take that test of success, as I would call it, and we're going to apply it to the daydreaming list from yesterday to work out, well, of all of those things that I thought I maybe could do or focus on or whatever it is for 2023, which ones of those are genuinely aligning with what I perceive as a successful life for me? And you're allowed to tick those. They're allowed to stay. If it's not aligning with what success looks like for you, then you shouldn't be ticking it, and you should be asking yourself, why do I need to do that then? And just ponder it. Just sit in that question and really ask yourself, you know, why am I doing that? So today is about deciding. It's about taking the daydream list from yesterday, grabbing a pen and going tick, cross, tick, cross, tick, cross. But before you do the tick, cross, you have to ask yourself, can I define with some real clarity for myself what success means to me in this moment? I am getting older. The older I get, the more I have come to understand that what is success changes all the time for me. So at this stage of my life, very much tied to my kids and being as invested in them as I can. Had you asked me that 10 years ago when I didn't have children, that was not my goal. And I was very tied to lots of achievements within my career at that point in time. Neither of those are right nor wrong. And that is why I think it's so important to come back to, but what does success look like for me? Because we can be surrounded by, we are surrounded by in law, so many successful people, and we can get wafted into, oh, they're doing this, so I should do that. But are they at a different stage, a different age, a different game? Are they chasing something different when it comes to success than you might be chasing? So just always coming back to, yes, but what does success mean for me as a part of your decision making? So this is that pros and cons piece that those collaborative professionals would be doing. Pros and cons of these different ideas. So just a micro tip, something that has so helped me. I think I started this in 2020. I'm still talking about it. It's been a game changer. COVID changed my life in so many ways, but one of the ways that I'm really grateful for was pre-COVID, I was traveling all over Australia and out probably two or three nights a week at work-related things. And I just was in this habit of, oh, yeah, if I've been invited to a thing, I just said yes. And I now have a non-negotiable in my life because all those things went away and I realized how much more joyful I felt when I wasn't running around trying to be at a whole lot of things. I discovered that having a non-negotiable, which is I don't go out to work-related things in the morning or the evenings, was a much simpler way for me to live my life than I do and I'll sometimes say no. So I simply say I don't do those sorts of things. And then it's up to me to decide if I will. So it's like the base principle is I don't, and it's an option to choose yes, as opposed to the base principle is yes, and it's difficult to say no. And I've been really public about that. Anyone that's in my circle knows that to get me to go out to a work-related thing on a weeknight is going to take some real persuading because I want to be at home with my family or hanging out with my friends, and I want to try and curtail my work to work hours, which I've really achieved this last few years, and I wasn't doing that prior to that period. So having some non-negotiables I have found really helpful as a people-pleasing person that hates to say no. Almost like some ground rules for how I live my life. So that's just a bit of a micro tip in this sort of idea of success. You know, are there things that I actually just boundaries I need to build into my life that will help me make some of these decisions better across the year ahead? So that's day four. Time to, day three, Clarissa. Time to go back to something borrowed, borrowing some frameworks from others, thinking about what success is and starting to look at that list from yesterday and summarize it down and work out which ones you're going to do for the year ahead.